From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson.
I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kara Thomas, and here are some of the stories we're following this week. The Minnesota Chippewa Tribe has been awarded over $700,000 to help six reservations reduce energy use and create green jobs. The funding will be divided up among the reservations that make up the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. In addition to the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, the funding includes the Boys Fort, Ornette Lake, Fond du Lac, Leech Lake, Mille Lacs, and White Earth Bands. Representative Jim Oberstar made the announcement last week, saying, "This is an investment that will have an immediate return, creating jobs, weatherizing homes and businesses." Oberstar added that lowering energy costs will put more money in the pockets of home business owners, which, according to him, will stimulate economic growth, enhance energy efficiency, and help reduce the country's dependence on foreign oil. Grand Portage will receive $50,000 to help create green jobs and sustainable energy projects. The funding comes from a provision in the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, which directs the Department of Energy to create jobs by investing in energy efficiency programs.
At Tuesday's Grand Marais Parks and Recreation Board meeting, the plan for a community garden got the go-ahead. The Northwoods Food Project is partnering with the park to establish a garden this summer. According to park manager Dave Terstig, the garden will be located near the maintenance building west of the municipal pool. The food project will help design and maintain the garden. Long-term park residents have for some time expressed an interest in having a garden in the park. In a walk around the park before their meeting, board members reviewed priorities for capital improvements in accordance with their master plan developed earlier this year. Repaving the park roadway west of 8th Avenue garnered the top priority spot, followed by phased-in upgrades to selected sites. Upgrades include increased site size, adequate power, and full hookup capacity. Four additional priorities were also approved. The board will present its choices to the City Council so funding can begin to be sought.
The Duluth Interstate Mega Project is underway and will be ongoing for the next 3 years. Construction will slow traffic on the heavily traveled section of I-35 from the Thompson Hill Information Center in Duluth through the city, concluding where the freeway ends at the intersection of 26th Avenue East and London Road. There will be delays, but the Minnesota Department of Transportation, also known as MnDOT, promises at least one lane of traffic open each way throughout the construction period. According to MnDOT, Interstate 35 in Duluth, from Boundary Avenue to Mesaba Avenue, was constructed in the late 1960s, and it's reached the end of its expected lifespan, requiring high maintenance due to its age. The segment of I-35 from Mesaba Avenue to 26th Avenue East was opened in 1992, and the pavement is in need of major repairs. The work includes pavement replacement and repairs, replacement of fracture-critical bridges, removal of unused bridges, bridge repairs, barrier replacement, addition of shoulders and other safety features, drainage, and profile corrections. Also included will be intelligent transportation system components, such as fiber for improved emergency communications. 2010 construction will begin in early May. According to MnDOT, the project will reconstruct I-35 for the next 40 years, increasing safety and reducing maintenance issues. The overall cost for the project is $81 million.
Agriculture Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services Kevin Concannon has announced that Indian tribal organizations operating the food distribution program on Indian reservations have received over $4.5 million in American Recovery and Reinvestment Act funding. The money has been appropriated for the purchase of equipment and the improvement of facilities needed to provide food assistance to low-income families on and near Indian reservations. The Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa will receive $18,362. Through the program, USDA purchases food that is provided to low-income households, including the elderly, living on Indian reservations.
The Grand Marais Volunteer Fire Department will hold a house burn training in conjunction with Mesabi Range Community College today. The 8 a.m. burn will be at 406 First Avenue East and is expected to last all day. Firefighters are asking residents near the burn to be sure their windows are closed and to avoid the burn area. First Avenue East between County Road 7 and 4th Street will be closed to traffic. For WTIP News, I'm Jay Anderson.
I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kara Thomas.